all neurotransmitters, small molecule neurotransmitters, have transporters supporting their activity. So in the big scheme of things, yes, transporter genetic changes can be as important as changes in receptors or ion channels. There, many of these transporters, though, are assisting and modulating neurotransmitter action. They're not necessarily essential for neurotransmitter action. So changes, genetic changes in them, often don't result in a person, let's say, not being born at all or having a very severe mental retardation, but they will have behavioral difficulties and behavioral syndromes that are common to psychiatry. Genetic variation in these molecules is part of a larger network of genetic variation that can influence the signaling of these molecules, these neurotransmitters. So you'll find that there are going to be rare individuals, families, small numbers of families, where there are these mutations in these transporter proteins. And they may not be that common. They may, in fact, our evidence suggests that for many neuropsychiatric disorders, these transporters are intact. There's nothing different about the protein that's made. But what we learn from the rare families that do have these mutations is how important control over the neurotransmitter is for appropriate neural function. And we take our leads from that to look more broadly in the network of, let's say, transporter regulatory proteins.